Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his family, which a family everywhere, which has royalty and personality. This royalty or spiritual personality. Its foundation is complete purity. The sign of purity is
light kanaj,
the crown of light, which is shining on everyone's forehead and behind everyone's head. It is only you, the Brahmin family, which has a shining crown of spiritual royalty and spiritual personality. Because you have imbibed purity. The impact of the purity of you Brahmins souls is famous right from the beginning. Can you remember? Your beginning period. Just recollect. Try to remember. Even at the beginning, even in the beginning period, you pure souls, even in the form of the soul, you were specially sparkling stars. You are always shining. There are other souls too. However, the shine or sparkle of you stars in spite of being with every other, with all others, it's much more that is special sparkle. Just as in the sky, there are many stars, but some stars have a special sparkle. So you are watching yourself how the royalty and personality of your purity of the beginning period. How great it has been. So did all of you reach your beginning period? You reach now. Reach there now. Check.
Meri chamakne ki rekha. Kitne parse mein
check up to what percentage is the sparkle of my is my line sparkling. From the beginning period till the end, last period. The royalty and personality. Of your purity has always remained. The sparkling star of the beginning period staying in that sparkled form with the Father. With the Father, the constantly sparkling star. Right now, did you experience this speciality of yours right now? Did all of you reach your beginning period? In the whole Kalpa, the royalty of you pure souls is maintained in different ways because because no one has become as no one else has become complete pure as you souls become. The birthright of purity is the birthright of purity. Is only attained by you from the Father, or is claimed, or is only you who claim the birthright of purity from the Father. It's only you souls who claim the birthright of purity from the Father. So, return to the beginning period. Baba is doing the drill, taking us to the beginning period. You also saw your original period, your original stage. So that original stage or the beginning period you saw, and now and so, how great is the form of the royalty of your purity? Did all of you reach golden age? Did you come there? So from the soul world, Baba has taken us to golden age. How lovely is your deity form?
Devta, jaisi royalty or personality.
The royalty and personality which the deities have. No one else has that. No other soul has that in the whole Kalpa.
Devta Roopaki.
you are experiencing the sparkle of your deity form, aren't you? How much spiritual personality is in it? Is there in it? All this is the result or the attainment from purity. Now, whilst experiencing your deity form, come to the middle period. Did you come there? Come and experience it. It's easy, is it not? So, see, in the middle period too. Also, in the middle period. Your devotees are worshipping you, worthy of worship souls. They are making your pictures. How they are making your pictures with such royalty and then worshipping them with so much royalty too. Your worship worthy picture has come in front of you, has it not? Well, pictures of great souls are also made. Pictures of even prophet souls are made. And nowadays pictures of politicians are made. However, the spirituality of your pictures and the right method of worshipping your pictures is so different from those pictures.
Apana.
Now, did your worship worthy form come in front of you? Okay, now come to the end period, the confluence age. You are doing this spiritual drill, aren't you? Travel in the cycle and observe your special attainments. And experience them. Now, during the end period at the confluence age, the fortune of receiving God's sustenance, God's love, God's study, God's teachings, which you Brahmin souls receive, is received by only you, only by a few out of millions, which you receive now. As you are the first creation, the direct creation of God, the first direct creation of God, only you, the pure souls, have this privilege. And from this, you Brahmins, give the inheritance of mukti to souls from the Father. Therefore, in the whole cycle, the original period, the beginning period, the middle period, and now the end period, the last period. In the whole cycle, the basis of such an elevated attainment is purity. Purity is the basis of such an elevated attainment. Mm-hmm. You go round the whole cycle. Now check yourself.
अपने को देखो.
See yourself.
देखने का आईना है ना.
You have the mirror for seeing yourself, don't you? Do you have the mirror to see yourself? Those who have the mirror, raise the hand. Do all of you have the mirror? And is the mirror clear? Yes, all of you have the mirror. Therefore, see yourself in the mirror. How much percentage of purity is there in me?
Pavitrata.
Purity doesn't only mean celibacy. But it means brahmachari, not brahmacharya, but brahmachari means following the activities or following the disciplines which Brahma followed. That is, in thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships, in everything. There should be purity. So you have to find out to what percentage my purity is in all these. Do you know how to take out the percentage? Teachers, do you know how to get the percentage? Pandavas, do you know how to take out the percentage? You're clever because they're raising their hand. Mothers, do you know how to take out the percentage? Do you, mothers? Mothers are also raising their hand. And Baba is smiling. Yes, you all know how to take out the percentage of purity in you. In order to discern your purity, the method is your drishti, your attitude and your actions. You have to check in all three. Drishti, vritti is attitude, and kriti. Kriti means actions. Drishti, vritti, kriti. Complete purity in all three. So, whatever is the attitude, or to whatever extent there is purity in your attitude, that will be the percentage. You have now understood how to take out the percentage. Think of it. You understood, haven't you? So complete purity in vritti here also means thoughts, attitude, but it includes thoughts too. So drishti, attitude and actions. And attitude means for every soul there has to be pure feelings and good wishes. For every soul, pure feelings and good wishes. You have the experience of it, don't you? And what will the drishti be? Seeing everyone as a soul. Seeing every soul as a soul. With the awareness that that one is a soul, and talking with that one with that awareness, behaving with that awareness that he's a soul. Baba is telling you in short detail. You can give a big speech on it too. And actions, kriti. Actions means, kriti means in actions. To receive happiness and give happiness. To give and take happiness. You have to check this. Is my vritti, drishti, kriti, attitude, drishti and actions according to this? I have to take happiness, not take sorrow. Therefore check. Sometimes you do take sorrow. Little bit, don't you? There are who give sorrow. But suppose that someone gives you sorrow, but does it mean that you have to follow that person? Do you have to follow that person who is giving sorrow? Yes or no? Whom do you have to follow? The one who is giving sorrow? Or you have to follow the father. Brahma father, not is not, of course, incorporeal father is there, but then Brahma Baba, did he take anyone's sorrow, any child's sorrow? He gave happiness and took happiness, received happiness. So you have to follow the father, is it not? So do you follow the father, or sometimes you say you have to take sorrow, or you do take sorrow? When the word itself is duk, duk means sorrow. If somebody insults you, gives you sorrow, you know at that time that this is something not good, it's bad. Supposing somebody insults you, do you think that what he's doing is good? You think it's bad, is it not? So he gives you sorrow, that is, he insults you. That means it is something bad, and if someone gives you something bad, do you take it? Do you take it? Even for a short time, will you say, okay, not for a long time, for a little time I'll take it. Do you say that? Something which is bad? Is it to be taken? Is something bad to be taken? Then, if it's not to be taken, then sorrow or insult, why do you take that? That is, why do you keep it in your mind as an ill feeling? Therefore, ask yourself, am I taking sorrow, or am I transforming? I'm seeing that sorrow and transforming it. What do you think? Those in the first line say, is it right to take sorrow? Is it right? Those of Madhuban Nivasi say, you should take a little bit of sorrow, is it not? Should you? Should you take a little bit of sorrow? Those in the first line, should you take sorrow a little bit also? No, you shouldn't. But you do take it, don't you? Even by mistake, you take it, don't you? Even this ill feeling, or the feeling of sorrow, and whom does it make upset? Who's upset if the ill feeling is taken? It is like taking filth or putting filth in the mind. Then if filth is put in the mind, then who will be upset? Wherever there is filth, that will start smelling, no? So you will not be happy with it, you'll be upset, won't you? So at that time, bring your royalty and personality in front of you when somebody is trying to give you sorrow. Bring your royalty and personality in front of you and what should you see yourself as? In what form should you see yourself as? You know your title, don't you? Your title is the Goddess of Tolerance, the god of tolerance, the deity of tolerance, deity of, you know, so male and female both are deities of tolerance. That's your title, deity of tolerance. So who are you? Are you the deities or gods and goddesses of tolerance? Are you or not? Are you? Yes. Are you or no? But sometimes you are not too, is it not? Remember your position. Remember your self-respect. Who am I? Bring this in your awareness. Bring your different forms which you take up in the whole skalpa in your awareness. You do remember them, don't you? Bab Dada noticed that you have changed the word my, the word my, you have changed it very easily. That is, you have whatever you thought was my, you have packed up all that, you have curtailed all that, and now you say my Baba. So whenever the word my comes, you say my Baba, and in that word my Baba, you curtail everything within that. So the more you say my Baba, remembrance too becomes easy. And attainments are also more. Similarly, during the whole day, if any type of problem or any reason comes, it is because of these two words, I and mine. Therefore, the moment you say the word Baba, That means my Baba, you remember this word my and remember Baba with it. This is very strong in your mind. You don't only say Baba, Baba, but you say my Baba every time. Similarly, the word I. Even this word needs to be transformed. And for the transformation of this word I, whenever you say I, you use the word I, at that time, bring the list of all the points of self-respect in front of you. Who am I? Because the word I can bring a downfall, and the word I can also make you rise when you are in your stage of self-respect. Therefore, when you say my Baba, therefore, as you have formed the practice of saying my Baba, similarly, whenever you say the word I, instead of being body conscious at that time, you should think of your elevated self-respect and bring that in front of you. I. I'm an elevated soul. I am seated on the heart throne. I am the world benefactor. So in this way, keep any point of self-respect in your mind and connect that when you say the word I. Then that word I will be the means of bringing a rise in you. It will make you progress. And whenever usually when you say I, you also remember the word Baba very much. Baba at that time. Because time is challenging everyone through matter. Time is challenging everyone through matter. And this needs elaboration. Time is challenging everyone through matter. And therefore, don't think that the closeness of time is something very common, something ordinary. Suddenly,
or ever ready.
And ever ready. these two words. Should be brought into awareness all the time in your karma yogi life. The power of silence should be experimented upon more and more within yourself and for yourself too. Just as the scientists are doing experiments and new things, newer and newer things. They are experimenting upon newer and newer things. Similarly, the more you experiment upon yourself, the more you have the practice of experimenting upon yourself, the more you will be able to experiment upon others with the power of silence. That is the power of silence will do its work on others. So at this time you have to give sakash to others with your powers. You have to spread the sakash of powers everywhere. See, the sun, which is part of matter, and its rays that is, you see how the rays of the sun, how it is serving in different forms, how the rays of the sun are serving in different forms. The sun rays not only bring rain, but they also dry up the water. The sun rays change day into night and night into day. It shows in a practical way, you know, these rays show in a practical way. So, why can't you, with the sakash or the rays of your powers. Spread in the atmosphere. With the sakash of your powers, can you not relieve the souls from sorrow and suffering? Therefore, emerge your stage of an embodiment of the Sun of Knowledge and spread your rays of powers. Just as you saw at the beginning of the establishment,
Bab Dada ke taraf se anekatmaon ko
just as you saw at the beginning of establishment, souls got these rays, got this the sakash sitting at home from Bab Dada. They got the thoughts, go there. Similarly, you who are the master sons of knowledge, children, you have to spread the wave of giving peace and happiness. And make other souls get this experience. But that will be possible only when the method for that is when you have the concentration of your mind, when there is concentration in remembrance,
Soya me
increase the power of concentration in yourself. Whenever you wish, however you wish, up to as much time you wish, you should be able to make your mind stay in that concentrated form. You should be able to concentrate your mind.
Master Gyan Surya.
Now, emerge your master, son of knowledge, form, and spread your rays of powers in the form of Sakash everywhere. Bab Dada heard. And is happy that to know that the children have great enthusiasm and zeal to serve everywhere, and they are going from place to place and doing very good service. Bab Dada keeps receiving the good news of the service you are doing. The service which you are doing, whether it is in the form of holding exhibitions or serving through newspapers or through the television, you are giving, increasing the task of giving Baba's message through all these means. The message is reaching them too. You are doing a good job of giving the message. Wherever in villages Baba's message hasn't been given, there every zone is going into their different areas and spreading the service there. So newspapers, the television, so the different means, you are serving with great zeal and enthusiasm, and therefore all the children who are doing all that, to them Bab Dada blesses and congratulates all of you with great love. But now, when it is coming to giving message, for that you have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, no doubt. And everywhere, in all four directions, people are beginning to realize they are getting hearing the sound. You are hearing the sound that they are saying that the Brahma Kumaris are doing very good job. They are very good. But should Baba tell you what more? Should Baba tell you? But the Brahma Kumaris are good, that's fine when the people are saying, but then how good is the father of the Brahma Kumaris? That sound should increase more. The Brahma Kumaris are doing a good job, but who is getting it done through them? Now, this type of revelation must come. The Father has come. This news should reach their minds. Make plans for it now. Make plans for this now. The children have asked a question from Bab Dada. When Baba says, heirs or mics. What does Baba mean by that, heirs and mics? Who should be called an heir or mic?
Why?
Yes, mics have been created. According to the present time, when Bab Dada speaks about a mic, that means what Baba wants is that one whose voice should have that power, should that strength. Well, even if they say Baba or they say you people are doing something good, you brought them up to this extent too, then to Bab Dada congratulates you. But then now Baba wants such mics whose voice reaches many people, and they value his words. They value his words. He should be well known. When Baba says well known, it doesn't mean that he should have a very high position. It doesn't mean that, but it means that his voice, his sound, when people hear it, should feel, should accept that whatever he is saying, they these words have weight, they have value. Because he is saying it's with that experience from within, so they will give value to his words. You know, mics are many, but then just like, you know, there are different types of mics through which we speak. I was talking about those mics. Some are very powerful mics. Some are not very powerful mics. Therefore, you should look for such a mic in whose voice there is great strength. So that when people listen to him, they begin to understand that he has really experienced it, and therefore there must be something very, very necessary, very special in it. But still, in every zone, in every wing, many mics have emerged. Bap Dada doesn't say that there is the result of the service you are doing isn't there. Baba is not saying that. But time is short. And the souls who are to be instrumental for service have to be still created, whose voice will have value. It doesn't matter whether he has a position. He doesn't have a position, but his practical life and the authority of his practical experience, there should be weight in his words. That is, he should be an authority of that experience. And say that with that weight. So did you understand what type of mic Baba wants? And about air, you know it. And air means in whose every breath, at every step, there is Baba and his task, and along with that, in thoughts, words and actions, in body, mind and wealth, in all, he has only Baba and the Yajna in his mind. In everything, there's Baba and the Yajna merged. There is only unlimited service merged in whatever he does. He has the power to give Sakash to. Okay. Now, whose turn is it this time? This time it is the turn of Eastern Zone and Tamil Nadu. And Tamil Nadu. This time it is the turn of Eastern Zone and Tamil Nadu and Nepal. All the three are big zones.
The belly gone.
So who will go first? First is Bengal instrumental. First those of Bengal stand up. Bengal get up. All Bengal. Eastern Zone. Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Nepal and Tamil Nadu. But Baba just told Bengal to stand up. Those of Bengal took the chance of serving.
Seva me. In puri dino me.
So, in these few days which you did service, did you see yourselves? That how through service, through actions, by understanding the importance of yagya service,
yagya seva ka pujaka kata,
how much you can accumulate the in the account of charity. You serve there too. But then when you serve in the yagya, the importance of serving in the yagya is of its own. Therefore, did you do double service? So you did double service, didn't you? One is serving through actions, and secondly, through that service, you made the atmosphere. Did you make the atmosphere powerful? You made the atmosphere powerful, and you also satisfied everybody. So you get double. It's added in a double way in your account of charity, and also, you ate the immediate fruit of your service, which brought joy and happiness into you, didn't it? So you got the immediate, instant fruit of happiness and joy, and you accumulated in your account of charity. So it's a double benefit, wasn't it? Everyone observed how obstacle-free the service was done, and with so much love the service was done. To create such an atmosphere, a powerful atmosphere, also adds in your account of charity. Therefore, whoever gets a chance, gets also a chance of earning or accumulating in your account of charity. Therefore, did you accumulate? Those who say that you accumulated, raise your hand, wave to Baba. You accumulated for the present as well as for the future. So this is the method for accumulating a double fruit. It is good. Therefore, did those of Bengal show something new? Did you do any new task? Did you invent something new? Have you invented something new? Have you? Because in Bengal, God has Baba has descended. Baba Dishiv Baba descended in the body of Brahma in Bengal. Therefore, you have to do something new, is it not? You have to do some new invention. Bhaktada has told earlier too that whatever service you are doing is good. Bhaktada has congratulated you for that. But now do something new. Has any zone made any new plan? Has any zone made any new plan? Any zone? Or are you repeating the same? What about double foreigners? Have you made any new plans? Have you invented something new? In service or for service, whatever you are doing is very good. But then, even better than that, have you invented anything new? Anyone, whoever has invented something new for service, raise your hand. No one? No one? Even serving the different wings has been going on for a long time now. Now there should be some newness. Will Bengal take up this task of creating something new in service? Bhaktada likes it very much that every zone gets a chance to serve here. Service is of course expanding. That news Baba keeps receiving. That the centers are increasing. Students are also increasing. This is there. but with less expense, greater splendor. That's what Baba wants. Some new method of service with less expense and more splendor. Bab Dada is of course happy to see the expansion taking place in Bengal. Okay. So did you accumulate? So you accumulated in the account of charity, and this wealth will accompany you. You won't go empty-handed. You will take the wealth of charity with you. You can accumulate as much charity you want. You have had good courage of doing this service. Your service companions are good. And you have made everything we used in a worthwhile way. So Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa. So many rivers are together in this. Okay. Bihar. Bihar, Bengal, Assam, Nepal, and Tamil Nadu, and Nepal. So all of these stands. So Baba says it will be half the gathering. It's half the gathering. 5,000 together, eastern zone, that is Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal, and Tamil Nadu, all together 5,000 have come. So you have made so many worthy souls for this. Congratulations. See in the TV, there are so many, and they're very good too. Yeah, you can wave. See them. You can see them, can't you? Can you see all of them? Very good. Bab Dada is happy that by serving in the yagya, that they have so much love for yagya service. And see, so many have come for it. Now, all of you, all the five rivers, come together and make a new plan. A new plan for spreading the sound. You have spread the sound, but now do something new for spreading more sound. But of course, Bab Dada is very happy that from all the five places, big number of you have come. A big quantity has come. There are so many here, so how many will be there? That means so much expansion you have done. The whole family is happy to see this, and Bhaktada too is happy to see how much expansion you have done. And now, take prize in self-transformation and expansion in service. The five or six of them, you are not small zones now. You do some wonders. Come together, have meetings and create something new. Make plans for new type of service. You know, even now there are so many souls when they hear this exhibition or mela or conferences or, you know, other types of services. They say, well, these things are new. These are not new. We have done them. We have seen many. Therefore, do something new. You have kept good courage. To all five of you, lots and lots of blessings from the heart. And you have the blessing. You know what blessing you have? You have the blessing of may you be immortal. You are immortal. And you will remain immortal. And you will go to the land of immortality with Bhaktada. All of you will come together in the land of immortality, and then also come in the first birth of golden age, not second or third birth. Come in the first birth. That's at the beginning of golden age. All of you have this enthusiasm, is it not? You will go together. First we will go together home. And then when you'll come to your kingdom, you should come in the first birth, not in the second or third birth. You won't enjoy. First birth you should come. Now who will come in the first birth? All of you, everyone is raising their hand. All of you will come in the first birth. You know what you have to do in order to come in the first birth? You know what is to be done for that? The one who is first in all the four subjects, that one will come in the first birth. No subject should be less. First in all the subjects. That one will come and be a companion in the first birth. You have that much courage? Do you have that much courage? You see, even in the Laukik study, in school, even if someone gets less marks in one or the other subject, that is, he doesn't pass even in one subject, then he can't come first, can he? Therefore, for coming first, you have to be first in all the subjects. Will you accept this? Now you may raise if you say you accept it. Think before you raise your hand. And also stay immortal and make others immortal. Okay, you may sit down. Sister Beena is speaking about Tamil Nadu. Beena Ben is saying that a different type of service is happening in Tamil Nadu. With very little expense, we have made 12 shivlings in one place. So 12 shivlings in one place and holding exhibition there and also meditation, doing a Raj Yoga camp there. So very many people are coming and taking Gyan. And I was asking, are you getting success? And Veena Ben is saying, yes, in the whole zone, we are getting very good success. About 500,000 people got benefited. About 5,000 became regular student. 5,000 took maximum benefit from Raj Yoga camp, and now we are having over 500 regular students from that. So Baba is saying, very good, congratulations. See, this is also a new invention, is it not? Similarly, others also can do some new invention. And with less expense, new service, and do it in every place. And this also is like making shivling, 12 Jyotirlingams or shivlings in one place. So that attracts people because it's the memorial of God, shivling, memorial of the Father. Result is also good. Now, you can do even more. It's good, whatever you have done up to now. Tell this to everybody in the class, how you are doing it and how you are getting such a good result. Yeah, it's very good. Congratulations. Baba, double foreigners and the RCOs, NCOs meeting, all the before that about Bihar. Baba's remembering Bihar. Has Bihar done something? This is Sister Rani. Bihar means Bahar. Bahar means spring. Spring has come. So wherever there are no centers in Bihar or wherever Baba's message has not reached, in this year we will accomplish that. In every month we expect to open a new center in Bihar, and wherever the centers are there, they will go everywhere where the service hasn't taken place. This is a project made in Bihar. And Baba is saying, very good. Baba is saying that in Bihar it has been seen that there should be more and more message to be given. That means, and Baba indirectly says, Baba's message hasn't reached far. Therefore, you have made the project. Very good. This is a sign of your enthusiasm. Yes, now Bahar will come. like spring season will come and everyone will enjoy that spring season in Bihar. Bihar is come from the word Bahar, and Bahar means like spring season, very pleasant weather. Every zone is doing some or the other type of service. Every wing is also doing good service. Zeal enthusiasm is good everywhere and should continue to be good. It's okay, is it not? Okay, yes. Now double foreigners all stand up, all double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners. About 450 double foreigners, 500 double foreigners. Double foreigners means
double
double effort makers. Baba has given you the name double effort makers. Aren't you that? You are double effort makers, aren't you? Those who think that at the present time we have the aim of making double efforts and we are making double efforts, they raise their hand. Those who are making double efforts. Double efforts, yes, those who raise their hand. Are you making double efforts? Very good. So you should clap for that. Clap for the double foreigners who are making double efforts. It is good. Seeing you, everyone is also will also keep the aim of moving forward in this way, and today they are seeing that the main quality souls, the serviceable souls, knowledgeable souls, successful, knowledgeful quality souls have reached. And you are having good meeting too. The RCO's meeting. Bab Dada heard the news of the first meeting you had. That how every country, you know, how the VIPs can come together of every nation and whatever plans you all made, everyone accepted them in the meeting and it was passed in the meeting. Therefore, you who were instrumental for that first meeting, Baba is saying, Baba Dada is giving you multi-million times congratulations for the success of the first meeting. You know, the seniors, the RCOs had with the senior brothers. So, and the dadis, so that I was referring to the first meeting.
Foundation
Yes, the old ones, the oldies, goldies, the foundation have come amongst the double foreigners. Baba is very happy to see you. Even the Pandavas are no less. Even the Pandavas are one ahead of the other, and the Shaktis too, one ahead of the other. Now, all of you, in order to make Baba's versions immortal, the easy method Baba is giving to you is, which you have to adopt, is at Amrit Vela, and along with that, at the time when you are karma yogis, again and again, revise the blessings Baba has given to you and stabilize yourself in that stage and find out whether that stage is constant or not. If it is not, revise it again and again and stabilize yourself in that stage of blessing which Baba has given to you. Bhaktada gives the blessing, but then that blessing, in order to keep it constant, has to be revised again and again and become the embodiment of that. You have to become the embodiment of it and also experience that in you. Experience the spiritual intoxication of it. Then that blessing will become your immortal blessing. It will be with you constantly. Because you souls are worthy for all the blessings. Even devotees get blessings, but then they experience it temporarily, only for one birth. But for you, the blessings which you receive at the confluence age maintains, retains, or remains birth after birth in the future. Therefore, become the embodiment of the blessings you receive, then you will experience the success of those blessings. Let the blessings not be just in your intellect, but become the embodiment of them. Stay in that intoxication. Baba is using the word falak. Falak also means a very high intoxication. Tell yourself that the bestower of blessings himself has blessed me with this blessing. So in this way, make your blessing an immortal one, an imperishable one. Don't let it be just, you know, temporary. And all the Brahmin souls have special love for all the double foreigners. Because you have given great help to the ones who have who are from Bharat. You have helped them a great deal, and you have revealed the title of Baba as World Benefactor. You who have may have come from different cultures, different languages, different nations, different, everything different, but you have come together and become one and helped those who went from Bharat there. This is why those from Bharat are very proud of your serve, of the services you are doing, and they have great love for all of you. Okay. Those who are in the first meeting, those who came for the meeting of the Constitution, they raised their hand. Those who were in the meeting for framing the Constitution, they raised their hand. They're all here in front of Baba. So I was saying that they're right in the front. Bap Dada likes when everyone is together in the gathering. And you have really worked hard and worked with love. You did not get tired. You had the zeal and enthusiasm and were tireless. Those of Bharat and also the double foreigners. You did it very well. Bap Dada liked it very much. Those of Bharat also stand up. Those who were in that meeting of the Constitution, Brijmohan Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, and Nivay Bhai, the three brothers and the dadis, to all the three Pandavs, Baba is saying special congratulations to three of you. Because why special congratulations to the three of you? Because you all made the like the skeleton of the Constitution first, and then the double foreigners after that. Congratulations to the double foreigners too, that whatever was shaped into, you helped in that a great deal. You gave your time, you gave your energy, and ultimately finalized it. You didn't say, we'll try, but you did it. And therefore, Baba is happy about it, that you finalized it, that finalized the Constitution. Therefore, congratulations, congratulations. Congratulations to those of Bharat and to the double foreigners too. Congratulations for finalizing the Constitution. The Shaktis also, congratulations. You may sit down. Yeah, clap. Everyone clap for them. The double foreigners, please. Just now those, Baba's telling the Nivay Bhai and Brijmohan Bhai to sit. I think others, I don't know if Baba said to sit. Okay, sit down. Baba is saying to everyone. So, what Baba mentioned about creating a mic, such a type of mic, very special mic, should be created. Baba will see from where it is created, whether it's created from Bharat or from foreign lands. or from abroad, Bharat, or from abroad, Baba once will see from where that mic emerges. Each one thinks, we will do it. This is your enthusiasm. Your face is revealing that you have the enthusiasm to do it. Okay, what is to be? The media wing has come, second spark. Wing and media and spark. Media, all both of you stand up, media and spark. They are carrying stars. This is spark, they are called sparklers. Spark wing. They are singing something. Shining stars of spark, sparklers of spark. And they have stars, you know, signal of stars. Hum hongi kam yaab, they are singing. We will be successful one day, we will be successful one day. We have that much faith. We have that much faith. We will be successful one day. Very good. Both of you are doing your task in your own way. Bap Dada keeps receiving the news. Media wing is also progressing very well day by day, because those programs which come on the television, through that the sound is spreading very well. So you have already put your foot forward. Now, without much effort, they give you space in newspapers too, and in television too. It's become easy to get your programs. You get space in that too. You can keep getting chances. So congratulations to the media wing. Now you have to make efforts to spread this in foreign lands too. Yes, it has started there, but then sometimes it comes on the television in foreign lands, but then Bharat and foreign lands should be so close to one another. The connection should be so close. So that the sound spreads everywhere. But you have got the success of the hard work you have done, and for that Baba likes it very much. You have done the hard work and you got the fruit of that too. And those of spark, the sparklers, they too have made good plans of doing research work. Now do something so that, just as science is giving a practical fruit of what it's doing, similarly, research, through research, the practical fruit should be experienced. so that everyone says that the Brahma Kumaris have the easy method of experience. You are inventing new methods and it will materialize. You will get success. Each one is using their head well. So this will lead to some or the other instant fruit in some way or the other. It is good. You are working very well and the fruit is coming. It will continue to give fruit. It has to happen. Okay, you may sit. Now, in 1 second, that 1 second passed. In 1 second, the whole gathering wherever you are sitting, sitting there, give your mind one thought only and stabilize yourself in that one thought. I and the Father
Anadi
are in Paramdham. In the original form of point of light, I am with my Father in Paramdham. Be in this consciousness. I am a point of light with Baba, my Father, who is also a point of light. Both are together in the soul world. Okay. Now, come in the corporeal form. According to the present time, it is very important to be able to concentrate your mind and intellect in one thought. Whatever task you do, you should be able to concentrate in that task also. There should be controlling power. Increase this controlling power more and more. There is need to have controlling power over all the three, your mind, your intellect, and your sanskars. This practice will be of great help in the coming times. According to the atmosphere, within 1 second, you will have to control yourself. In 1 second. And whatever you wish, you should be able to make that happen. This type of practice is very essential. Don't take it lightly, because at the end, this type of experience only will be of great help and make your last moment be passed easily. Okay. To all the children everywhere who are seated on a double throne. One is Bap Dada's heart throne. And along with that, the throne seated on the throne of the world. To those who can stabilize themselves in their original form, beginning form, middle period form, and the form at the end, whenever and however they want. However much time they want. To the children who are filled with treasures all the time and who can make others also become full with treasures. And thereby enable all the souls to get the inheritance of mukti. To such souls worthy of receiving God's love. Bhaktadas, Yad Pyar, love, remembrance, and blessings from the heart, and Namaste. Salutations.